Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 21. Today we have BOC artists, Mike Show and D Mikey with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
This is Maestro.
This is D Mikey. And you are tuned in to the Mac and Nelly podcast.
Mac and Nelly in this. All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me? Oh, I forgot. Poe ain't here. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
There you go, baby.
Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast, motherfuckers. Episode 21.
I just took a shot of, what is this, Crown?
This Crown. Can I see that?
I don't usually.
I see that coat.
I don't usually do this.
You mind if I see that?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Kevin, whoever's Kevin.
I just
you're listening to this and your name Kevin. We got Kevin Coke.
What happened?
Shout out to all the Kevins.
Kevin's name is on the Coke. Shout out to all the Kevins.
You guys.
What's going on over there?
It's episode 21 and we got Mike Stroh and D Mikey with us. Say what's up.
What it do?
How you guys?
We're good.
Oh my goodness. Hey. These guys are hella cool because we've had some scheduling issues like a motherfucker. Yeah.
You guys are some understanding brothers.
Yeah, man.
And I appreciate
it. It was just a good thing that you guys worked with Intellect and you knew what kind of it was like. If it was somebody else, it would be like,
Exactly.
Glad it was you guys.
Like, what the fuck?
So thank you for that.
Yeah, no.
Most of. Thank you for having us.
I had hella weed that day too. I was ready.
Yo, everybody came so prepared.
Ready. Yo, the vibe was ready though.
Bro, I had
everybody.
Ready. I had grams.
We said the vibe
was going down.
Shit, my son was here. He wasn't trying to share no chips.
He was trying to share no chips. He's trying to get some chips. He's like, nah. Shout out to Lil Rocky. Episode 20.
Episode 20. Shout out to Lil Rock. Lil Rocky.
My bad.
Rocky. He's not Lil no more.
Oh, yeah, you're not Lil Rocky. Rocky, my bad. Respect, man.
But yeah, definitely, that was a good episode. Go listen to that if you haven't listened. Shout out to the network, Digital Soapbox. And you can, we're on every platform.
Everything.
Spotify.
All of that.
Apple Music.
A bunch of shit I don't even know exists. We're out there. People are just listening.
Just Google. It's to the point where Google Mac and Nelly podcast, and you're going to find us if you want to.
Audioboom.com, though, will give you links to everywhere else.
Yeah.
Well, mostly everywhere else, which is cool. You can even play us on, like when you're on, like, online on video games. Because we're on X and or FX radio or whatever that shit is.
Oh,
on
shit.
There.
You could be like,
yeah, so you play, you could play the podcast.
Listening and shit.
Yep.
Hey, man, I just want to say we started this shit from the mud. You know what I'm saying?
It's some shit. What's the radio? It's FX.
It's XM, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like
XM.
That.
You know, XM, yeah. Yano. Whoever's out there.
Whatever.
So, all right. Tea time. Tea time.
Tea time.
Seattle native DeJounte Murray. Is that how you say his name, DeJounte? Nearly denied entry from steakhouse in Beverly Hills. Nearly denied?
What the fuck does that mean?
You
can't come in. Wait.
He was about so apparently he was
his
going in with a shorty and her outfit was just a little too much.
It wasn't even him.
It says Jilly's dress was apparently a little too revealing and the doorman refused to let them in at first until the 20-year-old point guard spoke with the manager who ultimately made an exception and let the couple inside.
He was hating.
I wonder what the outfit looks like.
It's simple as that.
Some bouncers be hating.
Some bouncers be hating.
Is it a good thing that that your girl looks too good to get in? Is it that she looked too good?
Was she too good?
Was she too out?
Because it said too revealing.
Revealing.
Yeah, exactly.
He brought her in some lingerie.
She came through with the cheeks out.
Yeah.
I would have to see the outfit.
I don't know if he wasn't You know what it was?
You know what it probably was?
Rihanna came out with that
new lingerie. And I heard it's just like the outline of the titty and like the titty is out. And so she probably came through. Yo, and like, yeah.
It was out there.
She probably slid through in the new Fenty line and got in trouble because she wasn't Rihanna, you know?
So he talked to the manager and still got up in there.
Yeah, he was like, dog, you know this just came out. He was like, all like, you right, my wife wanted it.
I was like, nigga, here, nigga. I'm DeJounte Murray, nigga. What the fuck?
Right.
I'm second team all defense, motherfucker.
Like, nigga, you are not in San Antonio. Did he lose his bid on Carolina Panthers? Panthers sold for $2.2 billion in cash to a white man. Wow. Thanks for the notes. To a white man. Diddy, along with Steph Curry, Rick Ross, and hosts of others, were interested in putting together a bid last year when the team went on the market. I feel like we talked about it on one of our tea times also.
Yeah, we did.
Probably was. NFL is 75% black and no black owned teams. So, yeah.
Black coaches.
Will we ever have a black owned football team in the NFL, do you guys think?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like.
Will I ever get my 40 acres in a meal?
I feel like Jay-Z is going to buy it.
Yo!
NFL's different.
Wait.
Oh. Come on, B. I hear you. I fucking. Come on. That's why I fuck with you, G. That was some introspective shit. Y'all didn't even hear. Y'all ain't high enough. Yeah, this
shit. That's just. We're here. Okay. Do you guys think so? That'll happen?
Man.
Back to this. I was trying to get you to not get off topic, which you didn't hear.
That was a fucking bar. Y'all even.
Oh my God.
Yo.
Okay, sorry, you guys.
There ain't gonna be no nigga owners.
Nigga owners.
They don't want niggas in the NFL. They barely want niggas to kneel. They just want niggas to run and catch and tackle.
Yeah. Pass sometimes.
For real, though.
Because those are some reputable motherfuckers trying to
so
get that team.
So shut up, boy.
Right. That's right. It would have had to been the cat from FUBU.
Come on,
remember,
bro.
They said Diddy wasn't even a businessman enough or some shit like that.
It would have had to been that. It would have been that Damian cat who owns FUBU. He would have. He's the only person.
What's his name? Damian.
Damian something. He's the only one that could probably just slide up in there and be like, "What's up?
Yeah.
Give me a team." Because he fucked with like Mark Cuban.
But he probably ain't got the money. It was a group collective.
True.
Still, you know what I'm saying? So he would probably have to lead it.
Man, that's a vote in and that's a vote out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they got a vote.
No.
Yeah, they ain't.
They're like, absolutely
they
not.
Even
but you try to play rap music.
Yeah, for real.
Speaking of Diddy.
You're just trying to premiere albums at the games and shit.
You can't get it. Oh, fuck with Diddy. Bad Boys 3 is coming in 2020.
Y'all see Will Smith rap? Will Smith rapping too.
That's my shit.
Bad Boys for Life will be released January 17th, 2020.
That's my birthday.
How the fuck
That's
do
my
they
birthday.
Know?
January 17th.
Oh, so you're almost an Aquarius. You're
I am
Capricorn.
A Capricorn.
Mm. I don't like Capricorns. The film will see Will Smith's character.
We've been already.
Nigga, that is a fucked up sound effect.
Right.
To do about somebody's name.
The bottom?
Yeah,
let me get that. You saw it? The film will see Lawrence's character Marcus Burnett. Is that his last name?
Burnett.
Working as a private eye after falling out with Smith's Mike Lowry.
Who is going through
a midlife crisis as a bachelor who finally wants to mature. Along with the third Bad Boys film, a television series starring Gabrielle Union is set to continue the story of her character. No, it's just it just seems like there's going to be a TV show, it says.
It's going to be a spinoff.
But from her character as Sid Burnett.
Okay. This shit going to be real trash.
What, you think Bad Boy 3 is?
This whole shit, baby.
I don't know.
It's going to be terrible.
Martin's funny.
Huh?
Martin's funny. I don't know, man. I don't want this for my man. That nigga's funny as shit. At least he's a private investigator. But listen, though, Martin is definitely funny. But if Mariah Carey can not sing because he's old, then Martin Lawrence can be funny, not be funny because he's old.
But that's different.
you can't be.
If they try to do too much, like, you know what I'm saying? If they try to do too much, it's not going to be funny.
But he's a private, he's a private investigator, though. He's not like he's a cop anymore. He's a private investigator. That's simple shit.
He's going to be just like doing some odd ass jobs.
Going through a midlife crisis. That's like realistic.
It's got potential, though. It's got potential. But I just feel like.
You guys are out of fucking pocket. Bad Boys 1 and 2 is good, right?
Stop fucking playing.
The only thing about it is
it's gonna be like Lethal Weapon, like how they did this shit.
Listen, Bad Boys 2 was dope.
I was all interested.
Bad Boys 2 was dope, but even that movie was a little corny.
Man, when he popped in this, when he popped in this, that shit was funny. That was a good movie. You're tripping. That was my shit.
Hilarious.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm Mr. Bennett. I'm Reggie.
What you doing here?
I came to take out Megan.
What?
I came to take out Megan.
How old are you?
I'm 15, Mr. Bennett.
Motherfucker, you look 30. Show me some ID.
I don't have none on me.
You don't have no idea. Get your ass up against that wall. What the fuck is your problem? You think you know it all? You little young thundercats. You got joints on you?
No.
You smoke that shit?
No, sir.
You trying to get my daughter high? You smoke
Harvey.
That shit?
Nigga, who that is,
the dog? Reggie!
Who the fuck is Reggie?
Came to take Megan out.
What you want, nigga?
I'm here to take his daughter out.
What's your name?
Reggie.
Well, I heard a motherfucker say your name, Reggie. You want you taking Megan out?
Yes, sir.
How old is you?
15.
Shit, nigga, you at least 30.
This is my.
Can you fight?
Yeah.
You can fight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you motherfucker, you can't fight. Look at
Mike,
you.
Mike.
No, I want to know if the nigga. I want to know if somebody gonna take my niece out. I want to know if the nigga can fight. Somebody might come say something. Hey. The nigga can't fight. She can't go.
Megan's godfather. Okay. He just got out the joint.
Why you putting all my business in the street? Why you putting all?
I just got out of jail and I ain't going back. I ain't going back.
What's wrong with you?
No, no.
Acting all scared. Nigga, you ain't never seen a gun before?
Like, stop pointing the gun at the boy, man.
Nigga, look. Don't you disrespect me in front of company.
All right, let the gun go off. You don't
nigga,
have...
Nigga, you a big old tall ludicrous looking motherfucker, ain't you? You rap?
No.
Move, nigga. Hey, look, get out the way. Hey, if I see you on the highway...
Watch this.
That shit was
filthy. You said, nigga, well, you look 30.
Yeah,
exactly. So it just depends. Like you said, as long as they're not trying to be flipping over cars. But they're not cops anymore.
But
Was they really flipping over cars to begin with, though?
I mean,
are we gonna get the iconic Will Smith?
Of course.
And then he's gonna get tired because he's a clown. I bet you he's in really good shape.
Oh,
better than everybody in the
trip. I agree.
He gonna grab.
He can probably run like this.
I don't even know how old he is.
He's about to snatch a Martin in front of that taxi cab again.
Is he though?
You said what?
46. Will Smith
in front of that taxi cab again.
He gets gray, but does he?
Will Smith about 44?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
He's probably closer to 50.
Jada has that new little Red Talk series thing. I need to look into that, but
Will
that looks
Smith
good.
Smith just dropped some bars, though.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
He just did. I seen it.
Like rapping?
Yeah.
Really?
He was in the studio. He spit some cool bars.
He has the swag y'all just witnessed. Let me remind everybody who Will Smith is. Rappers make it rain. Let their money hit you if I throw my money up. Shit, I'll probably kill a stripper. The illest, realest, big Willis. Down with the man. In charge with Uncle Phyllis. Everybody wanna do Will Smith numbers. I don't know if your life got that many summers. I got inspired quickly. I unretired. The Fresh Prince just rewired and slightly the modern fire. But still, people dancing and shaking and moving and wailing. It feel like I'm an alien, really kind of an island. I might fly to China for nothing. Modern designer, a picture in my crib with me, my mom, and Obama. Murder all over the globe. Guilty, Your Honor. I'ma become a Mormon. Marrying Halle, Rihanna. I'm an anomaly. Do drama or comedy. I could play Muhammad Ali over a white lady, probably still. 20 years of swag, y'all just witness. Stop the divorce rumors and mind your damn business.
I'm not even like, dope for that. It was like, you know, something for 20 years, you know what I'm saying? 20 years strong or some shit. He was spit some shit.
Right.
And he was cussing.
Will Smith's one of my favorite people because Fresh Prince and all that shit, you know what I'm saying?
What's that one Eminem line? Will Smith doesn't have to rap in his records.
That nigga was born in 60. This nigga is sassy. I don't know if he's gonna be doing that running scene.
So fuck him and fuck you too.
He got the stunt man now.
I don't know if he's gonna do that running scene. This nigga 49. I mean, he might be. He might can do it.
Man, that man probably still runs like 3 miles.
I was about to say he wakes up and runs.
I wasn't gonna say that.
I mean, he's fine as far as.
Oh,
running,
okay.
Not
right.
Looking.
Right.
Like, you're like, hey, chill out.
No way,
so that's tea time. A little off topic.
Let me
there.
Send you my motherfucking
okay, so we're
going
to do a sleeper song. What have I been listening to?
You know what I mean? I've been listening to
y'all don't want to listen to what I listen to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Let me play this.
Right. Look at you. No, it's gonna be some like Jungle Bunny shit. I'm playing it. Okay.
No, play this one.
All right, Mac, introduce your song.
Play this one.
It doesn't matter what the bitch sings. She's gonna sound like every neo soul wannabe.
I know, but I like it.
But I like that one. Okay.
All right. So, my sleeper. Well, we recorded all of this?
Yes.
I did not know. But my sleeper is Summer Walker. It's a song called Session 32. That shit dope.
Thought it'd make me feel better. Finally got you out my bed, but I still can't get you out my head. Ooh, I'm sending you one text at a time. I know you by your phone, so boy, pick up your line. And I ain't too proud to beg, so what's been said has been said. And I need you to know. You don't know what love is, and I need you to know. You don't know, and you don't know what love is. If you don't put up a fight, you don't know what love is. If you don't stay up all night crying, you don't know what love is. If you're too good to call a million times, and you say you know what love is, but I swear you never seen it in your life.
Like, if we're gonna be honest about what I listen to, it shouldn't be. I was told that our songs have to be like new music. Like, I listen to all old shit. Like,
right.
I should play an old song since our producer's not here. I can get away with it.
I feel like.
I can do whatever I want.
I'm not mad at that. Because it's a sleeper, you know? People, y'all been sleepy. Y'all slept on this old track.
Yo, old music is good also.
If you play the old track, you died on that shit, nigga.
This is Tupac, Never Call You Bitch Again. This is what I've been listening to all week.
Why is that?
It's so pretty. I wonder if Tupac was like, get this singing ass nigga Tyrese off my track. I don't know, but yeah, listen.
Gave my homie 90 days for domestic violence. I try to picture myself in this position but remain silent. I get to thinking about this shit we been through. We close like kin, but you remain my friend too. This life of sin that got the both of us in trouble, but you always stay down for a nigga, so that's why I love you. Reminiscing, eating tissues, fighting over childish issues. Swear I can't live with you, but without you every day I miss you. What role you hold my pistol, my gangster bitch hit you. Always in the mood for love, that's why I'm sleeping with you. Though not the man of your dreams, my plan is games to be rich like a king and live my life trouble free. I see yesterday I called your names and played games on your mind. I promise that I'll change in time. It's a complicated world, so girl, just be your friend. I swear I'll never call you bitch again. That's my word. I swear I'll never call you bitch again. Believe it. Crack it down, niggas still tired, so I'm yawning. And now I'm gone, trying to keep my money on strong.
That's beautiful.
Such a pretty song, right? Yeah. I love romantic.
Hey, man. I'm not ever here for any Tupac slander. And niggas gotta stop trying to slander Tupac, bro.
Aw, man, they gotta cut that out.
Yeah. Come
please, bro. There's no point.
I fuck with Biggie more. I'm not gonna lie. But I would never have anything bad to say about Tupac.
Right, right.
Both of them. Shit.
I mean, why?
Fuck that.
Like, why?
Niggas be like, but that nigga Tupac went to art school.
So?
Even better.
Most of you niggas used to pee with your pants to your ankles. You fucking
niggas wish they went to art school.
I know. I'm like, shit.
Niggas got it twisted.
With their what?
Greatness, man.
Their pants at their
ankle. Fucking.
Believe it.
Believe
it. Believe that.
Way too far.
Believe
that. I wasn't even supposed to drink this much.
All right. It's guest time. Today we have Mike Stro and D Mikey with us. Yeah. All right, you guys.
Okay.
Well, you guys been here.
Are you guys hella high?
Ain't nobody.
But you know.
Good.
How is that?
You guys good?
How have you guys been enjoying the show?
I love it.
Have you been doing a lot of these?
No.
This is your guys' space, though.
Yeah.
This is like home base for us. You know, we're all chilling.
Yeah. I got my shoes off.
Exactly. We got our shoes off in here.
Only thing is, I got jeans on this time.
Do your feet stink?
I've been working all day. I've been working.
Good for you.
It's okay. We got enough.
My feet probably smell like feet.
Anyways, it's the guest time.
Chili cheese or
regular?
I can't.
The regular Cheeto Fritos stank, boys. Maybe.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so you guys are BLC artists, which means you guys are everything was done here. You guys are managed here. Everything produced, all that shit. Okay, so I want to know, because you don't see a lot of like group. Would you guys call yourself a group? Because you have two separate names.
Yeah, no.
So it's just like a collab.
This is what happened. Like,
you got talking to Mike.
I was over here.
I know it's.
You know what I'm saying? I want to chill back and shit. You guys got the fucking chill more cameras, you know, the chill more chairs and shit. I'm liking everything and shit. But me and D Mike met through here in the DLC studio when I was doing some recording and things like that, and then I reached out to this guy to do a song. Came in, we did a song and everything, and then you know, we had a Cuddy in here, Cuddy Fresh. We had Intellect, we was doing our thing and everything like that, and they was like, let's put a, you know, conjoint project together. So we sat down and everything like that, tried to get everything together, and you know, picked out some songs, picked out beats and everything like that. Intellect produced everything, mostly everything. Mixed and mastered everything.
And how?
Big story of it.
Like, right, but that's pretty much how it happened.
Yeah. Like, but it's.
How long have you guys been working on it?
We've been working on it for a year.
Yeah, we started. Nice. What was that? First joint was like in July last year?
Maybe a little before that, I think.
Because Intellect was only telling people that I was a videographer.
Not that you were.
Yeah.
An
you're trying to keep that nigga in the wraps.
But that's how I came in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like.
Right. They was through, like, yo, they go shoot.
Through, like, my roommate Will, DJ 1800, he knew Mike Phenom.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
That's my nigga. Shout out Mike Phenom.
Yeah. Shout out to Mike Phenom.
Yeah,
hit big, homie. And so he, like, introduced us to BOC.
Okay.
We came down here and was, like, sitting on this couch.
Okay.
Just fucking like
on this couch.
Yeah, sitting on this couch, just kicking it. Like, there was a bunch of stuff going on. They let us like kick it in the studio, basically. And then, under his supervision, we started working on my album Madison.
Okay.
And then, well, before that, I had to like rap in front of him and stuff. After like 2 weeks of being like, "Yo, can I like let me come." Let me be a part of this. Let me be a part of this.
He's like, nah, nigga, then, you're just gonna record our shit.
Yeah, I was like, yo, I rap too.
We'll talk about it, bro.
I was like, I rap too. Like, let me come on. Cause we did a video for Mike Phenom and Deranged Pit.
Okay.
And I was like, I rap too. And then I was like, let me rap for you. Like, what do I gotta do? Yada, yada. And then I sat in the studio for like a whole day. not doing shit, but just like kicking it, took off work and everything just to be like, I want to be in this.
Right.
And then he gave me the chance, and then we started working on Madison.
So Madison's your first project?
Yeah.
And how many projects is this? This is your second one?
Yes.
And then how many have you done?
This is my second one, too.
Okay.
He went through his whole story. I was talking about when we met the cookie
jar. I'm saying how you guys met with each other.
Because I was a videographer.
Took me over here when I was three.
Let me bring it down, nigga.
Basically,
Mama met my
I was a videographer.
On his bike. I'm like, dude, bro.
My bad.
Nigga, yeah. He's like,
I was a videographer.
Like, yeah,
this guy, Stroh, had a EP that he was doing, and it was called 007. And I had hit him over Facebook, and I was like, yo, let me get on it. And he was like, oh, shit, I thought you was just a videographer.
Right. No, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all Intellect was telling people. He's just like, yeah, this is a videographer.
Video.
Intellect didn't tell me that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Cudi told me that.
Exactly.
You feel me? So, you know, Intellect knew probably more than Cudi at that time or whatever.
Right.
But when D reached out to me, I was like, cool, boom, let's come to the studio, boom, whatever. We came through and shit and laid some shit that was fire.
We did looking good. You know on the
I mean?
Album.
Yeah, feel good.
Feel good, feel good.
Yeah. On the album
good.
And shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know, these guys was like, let's put it together, whatever. We came in, we started knocking shit out. Like, everything we did on this project, we didn't know what we was doing that day, and we finished that day. So, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, every track, you know what I'm saying? We came in, we sat down, we picked the beat. We,
every
know,
time.
We had discussions. Yeah. Every time. And we was
it.
Working, like, every week, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like, these ain't all the songs that are, you know what I'm saying? This was the best put together that we did. It's just fire.
I remember those days.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just fire.
It was like, dope to
work.
Do it like
real
that.
Work.
Yeah.
Real work.
Can't write outside.
Yeah, real work.
You got to come and just...
Come in and write.
Come with you.
Yeah.
Come in and write.
You don't see a lot of collabs in this. Space.
No, you don't. You don't.
So
a lot of people. A lot of people are scared because I think a lot of people don't want to.
Shit, I don't necessarily want to.
Because you gotta test your abilities against that person, but also compliment. You know what I'm saying?
Because collabing on a whole album.
I know what it's like.
It's totally different.
You know, like doing shit with this guy was just natural. Mm. Like D's, you know, straight up cool.
Yeah.
Our vibe is straight. D's dope. You know what I'm saying? You know, I trust him on the hooks. He trusts me on the hooks.
Right.
You know, verse for verse, whatever. You know.
You all write together?
Like Trexus.
You all write together?
They come in and they do it.
You know, write the verse or whatever.
They come
boom,
in and they do
who,
it and they
you
leave
know what I'm
and they're
it's
done.
It's like, it was a whole collab with the whole shit.
I pretty much just be like, I was like, we could flip a coin, basically, on who does the hook.
We
was
flipping coins for that shit.
Yeah,
how many songs is on the project?
11.
11.
Y'all
documented
that shit?
Do you guys have visuals?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't document that shit?
No. It never happened.
In the studio,
it never happened.
You gotta get some, just, why not?
I mean, we will, though. But I'm saying, we didn't
get
to
it
that time. That's
your first.
This is history.
That's why the album is like this.
That type of energy.
Just to have it. Not like posting it, but just to have it, you know?
Yeah, to have. Yeah, for sure.
I think there was like, one video. I don't know.
We do got something. Not to lie. Yeah, we do got something and stuff like that. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, some shit.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It is wild. Late night.
Well, that's cool. So you guys are in a group, so that's cool.
So
I wasn't sure.
You guys are from Seattle. What part of Seattle are you guys from?
I'm not.
You're not from Seattle?
You're not from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Where you from?
I grew up over in Whidbey Island. My mom's was in the Navy. Yeah, my mom's was in the Navy, so I was a Navy cat. Mm-hmm. And she retired up there, and so I was up there. But she's from St. Louis, and my dad's from Miami.
And you were born?
I was born in San Diego.
Okay.
And then,
but how long have you been here, Seattle?
I went to school out here, like K through 12.
So, whatever. You're from Seattle.
No.
Seattle. I've been in Seattle for like 3 years.
Okay. And you're from?
You know I'm from Seattle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I went to middle school with this guy. I've been trying not to call him his little kid name.
I'm just trying to be like honorary.
Yeah, we saying that shit.
No.
You know.
We still recording this shit.
I won't do that. I don't be doing that to people on here.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't want people calling me my name. I'm Nelly. Exactly.
For years.
Nelly.
Family.
Exactly.
Real shit.
What is it like working with Intellect?
It's hilarious. He brings the best out of me,
Do you guys have any
favorite.
Funny Intellect stories?
Oh, man. Shit. Hell yeah.
I've seen them all.
Please give us
Come
one.
Come on, we got to have
hella.
Give us
this nigga doesn't play. He's hella serious. Look at him. Even when he's smiling right now, he's serious. Look
he's
at this
crazy.
Nigga. He said, what are you about to say, nigga? He turned his whole chair. He said,
Look at
that tight lip. Right-handed.
Like that parent.
I fuck with Intellect. That's my guy.
Intellect talks in fortune cookies.
We're gonna surprise Intellect interviewing him one day.
Yeah, this guy.
He's not gonna know that he's gonna be the guest.
Intellect talks in fortune cookies.
You don't know.
That's all I know about him.
Wait a minute.
Nah, working.
We gonna expect it.
He never knows. He be like, "Who's coming today? Like, how many mics do you need?" You never know.
You know, working with that guy is like, you know, it's unpredictable because, you know, like we talk about different shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's all for the same goal. Type of shit. So like every time he gives like a little piece, and if you feel like you ain't listening, he's not gonna say shit else. Yeah. You know, you gonna finish what he's saying and be like, "Fuck it."
He gonna suck his teeth and turn his chair around.
He's like that.
He's like, you know, man, y'all ain't even listening.
But, I feel it now, dude. Listen, I got shit to say, but fuck this shit.
This whole project was like a full like energy of us three, like on some crazy shit.
Nice.
Real shit. Like energy from everywhere.
So how do your guys' styles differ from each other?
Man, I'm more
I be chilling.
You know what I'm saying?
I be chilling.
You know what I'm saying? I'm more,
he's more, what does that mean?
That's just patting. Don't be doing that shit.
My bad. I owe you some money.
Yeah, how much I owe you shit?
You got cash out.
You got to be that shit, yeah, for real. Right. No, I'm playing.
And you're more, he's more that. I can't say it.
He's like,
I got you, sir.
You got it. He's more, yeah, you're more.
I was on point. I'm professional. Right.
Exactly.
I'm more chill. I just be chilling.
Yeah.
I just be chilling.
He's more. Let's hear that.
He's more.
Yeah.
A little less.
I like it. That's good, though.
Like, yeah.
Gotta have that yin and yang.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. He be doing his, balance. I be doing mine.
So what was the hardest part about working with each other?
Nothing.
Because your guys just look
like, at these things. I can think of a couple things.
This nigga's schedule.
My schedule?
Right. Yeah.
I work 4 days a week.
No, but nigga, I was going off your schedule. Remember, I was like, you book it.
Oh, shit.
You know.
That's also going off an intellect schedule.
Intellect schedule.
That's
live on McAnally, we reaching the cookie jar.
Yo, it was very surprising because we didn't actually really run into any problems really working together. Like, it was pretty much an open floor on ideas. Whatever idea popped up, it was like, oh, yep, because it's not shit that we're gonna think of.
Doing it right there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, all right, we gonna finish this tonight.
Yeah.
Like, in this amount of time.
Because it has
without
to be,
going over.
And it has to be
You know
dope.
What I mean? Like, this
it
is
has
the,
to be dope.
That's probably the worst challenge that was probably through that whole project. Not, like, styles or nothing about
nothing
what was coming
like
out
the
or
individual,
what
we
said, whatever. That wasn't a problem. The problem was, like, yo, we got this time, and let's fuck this shit up around this time.
You know what?
And it had that with our conversations.
I think it was so easy because off of the first joint that we did, and Cuddy and Intellect hearing just that, like, combination.
Right.
And then being, like, y'all two doing a
that balance
project together. And then they, like, it was just all, like, we didn't have to figure out each other's sounds and stuff like that necessarily. We was just like, all right, we showing up.
Right.
Internet got ears.
Yeah, ears for days.
Has either one of you wrote a verse that made the other one be like, oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I need to spruce this up a little bit.
I'm a fan of music.
I have no
problem to go and say whatever I hear. Like, I'm a fan of music, like, no matter what. You know what I'm saying?
There's
so, like,
no verse on there that somebody had to rewrite.
Nah.
I'm not even rewriting that. I was like, that was nice.
No, it was just like, yo, that shit's nice.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, you know what I'm saying? You swagged it out at that part, nigga.
Who was usually done first?
Come on, man.
you.
Really?
Because he's more chill.
Wow.
You
got that? You got that?
Wow.
You got that?
Yeah.
This dick. Okay. Nigga who was falling asleep in the last session.
Shit, we had 10 hours that night. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck.
Do you guys be getting loaded in the studio?
Nah, sometimes. I mean, I drink. Fuck that.
You drink?
Not really sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? This is the comfort zone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As long as you have your focus and everything and get your shit done.
I mainly smoke and have like a beer with me or have a couple beers. Right.
He keeps a pre-roll.
Yeah. Come and roll up because
for real, that nigga came out like the shower one time with the pre-roll in his ear. Right?
Never get wet. Never get wet.
Hello, Maestro.
Have you guys worked with any other artists in Seattle, in the town?
Yeah. All right, since we're already talking.
I was on that Ham album, Jesse James album. I was on the Ham album, the Jesse James album.
Okay.
You know that cut called Digits?
Shout out my nigga Jesse James.
Whatever, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Jesse James, you know what I'm saying? I went to Jesse James with that cut.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And we put it together. I told him I brought him something, and he was like, dope, let's put it on the project and shit, so we fucked with it. You know what I mean? You know, I've been doing music for a long time, so, you know, for like, I was 15 years old, so.
Long
you know what I mean? So.
You said what?
I've been doing music since I was 15 years old. You know what I mean? But not like, I'm 31.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But not like on that level. You know what I'm saying? I always had talent and shit like that. But then, you know, I took time off. And then when I came back, I was like, man, I got to be serious.
Right.
And it was just a blessing to run into the people I ran into. You know, much as Cuddy and the Intellect and then running in the D and doing the shit that we're doing now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just dope. You know what I mean?
And how long have you been doing music, D-Mike?
I mean, I started like back in high school, rapping with cats and recording stuff.
And you're 26.
Yeah, I'm 26. And then when I was in college, I got with like a little thing called Six Quattro, which is with this cat Mateo Emblem out of New Jersey.
Okay.
And then switched, left, then was floating, and then got a part of VOC like 2 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah, 2 years ago. So,
so
a little bit of time.
How long?
Like seriously, I would say probably like 6 years.
6 years.
Yeah. Nice. Like with being on the radio, releasing stuff and stuff like that.
Part of my group said I was chilling, smoking, feeling, change your temper. The way I think about it, make it simpler. Have you worked with any artists?
I've worked with Web Wavy.
I think the Web, shout out my nigga
OZ out of Yakima. I think he stay over in Yakima now. And Joey Cash. We all four did a song together. And then Brielle Rutledge who's like an indie singer with this band called High Crime. They do all their things and stuff like that. But I went to college with her, and so we did a couple of drinks together too.
Is there anyone you guys want to work with that you guys haven't worked with yet?
Oh man,
shit. Don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying? I be having trying shit lined up. I really like people's styles. I like a lot of people's styles out here and shit like that, you know?
Right.
Hopefully, you know what I'm saying? They start, you know, they want to come work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think, you know, I feel like shit. I mean, it's a, you know what I'm saying?
Once they hear the album, you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's really whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything
whatever.
Yeah. I mean, like, shit, we gonna make hot shit regardless.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I'm not gonna, you know, down that. We're gonna make shit regardless.
Who is all a part of BOC?
Music. It's like Wu-Tang Clan.
Mm-hmm. Wu-Tang. So, Intellect's
Big Boss.
Big Boss.
Boss.
Would Cuddy be like the next Big Boss?
Who's Cuddy?
I see Intellect and Cuddy. Cuddy Fresh?
Cuddy Fresh.
The one that was just here? No, who's the one that was just here?
Who's just here?
Yo, that was GMK. Shout out to GMK.
Yeah, shout out to GMK.
What's his name?
GMK. He's a producer.
He's cool, mm-hmm. too.
Is he really POC? Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's that? Who's Cuddy Fresh?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Who's Cuddy Fresh?
I didn't know.
Cuddy Fresh is a producer. He's been out here for a minute.
Cuddy Fresh.
Have I met him before?
Cuddy Fresh is the business, right?
I know, but it goes that way. Huh?
I've had some
Cuddy Fresh?
Yeah.
He's a
producer.
He's a producer.
I know.
Who else? I don't know who he is. Who else?
Deranged Pitt. Mike Phenom. I'm tripping. And a bunch
Mike Phenom, BLC?
Yeah.
Dice.
I didn't know that.
Cuddy Dice. Fresh got some big records, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Yeah. He got some huge records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's Dice? You said Dice?
Yeah, she's a singer.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm like the newest one in BLC, so.
What?
These niggas got squad basically, but they just told you.
No, no, yeah, no. I just can't remember that. That's not really name again. I can't.
I think Barry Bucks is. It's coming. Is part of BLC too.
Barry Bucks is up.
Hey, it's coming, man. Like,
Mike, Mac, BLC, let's get it.
So, have you seen the Seattle music grow? Yeah, have you noticed the growth?
Yeah, from
that shit's lovely.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like that shit don't come a dime a dozen. That shit, that's just coming that way. You know what I mean? We're here. You know, we good.
Oh, yeah.
You're the biggest.
We're gonna be right there. Huh?
You just vaguely responding.
Vaguely?
Like,
what you want me to... I mean, what you want me to say? Like, shit, we in that same way. You know what I'm saying? We here.
Shit, in the 2 years that I've seen it...
I feel like a lot of people are working. People are working now.
People are working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying. Like, in the 2 years that I've been here, I was like... First thing I went to was like... The beat battle, Step by Stereo beat battle, like when it first started. And I was like living in Redmond after college. And so I like pulled over here to the homie Mitch, who runs Respect My Region. Yeah, I know him back from Ellensburg
when
I was
going out there.
Yeah, shout out to Mitch for sure. And he took me to that. And I was like, oh shit. Because at that time I was coming from Ellensburg where I was in like Central. We got on the radio out there and stuff like that. And so I was like, I'm trying to be in this, and so trying to get out and shit like that, and that was the first event that I went to, and then I was a part of it for 3 and 4, I think. Same with Stro, and so just to see that grow in itself, and it's like then figuring out who people are and like seeing them blow up, like Gab fucking out of the roof now and shit like that. And
shout out to Gab.
Shout out to Gab.
Yeah, it's like hell yeah.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
So that shit, that shit's booming,
beautiful
low key,
right now.
I guess,
we trying to be, we trying to be that outlet for y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
We trying to be that for y'all because the scene is booming, man. So we trying to give y'all that extra.
Yeah, the portal is open.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
The fucking portal is open. Right
open.
So who are your guys' influences? Like who influenced your style? If you have an artist or. Someone that you listen to, and who influenced you to rap or do music?
I'm old school, so like you know, when I grew up, and when I came over here back to Seattle from Detroit, it was like you know people was listening to the Lil Wayne and No Limits and all that shit. I was listening more like Mos Def, Talib Kweli, you know, Big L, you know. So I was lyrically first,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that shit was kind of dope because, you know, I was out spitting people and shit, but I never knew how to make a song. You know what I'm saying? So, like, them niggas was, like, the first niggas that gave me that lift, the lyrical.
Right.
And when it came through, like, real shit, shout out to 50 Cent, that nigga showed me how to start making more songs into it. You know, the smoothness and shit like that and shit like that. But before that, you know, like, Eminem and all them guys, everybody else's influences and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
So who got you starting to do music?
So look, when I was young, I was like in like 7th grade. I met my brother and shit. He was with like Indoor, Lardell, and them and fucking shit, right?
Right.
And they was rapping and shit. And they had like a little group. I was young. I was like 7th grade and shit. And then they came back to the house, to my mom's house and shit, and they was rapping and shit in there and whatever. And I was like, yo, can I rap with you niggas? They was like, nope. Like, off top, like, I swear to God, they was like, nope. Boom, shutting the door and shit, right?
Right.
Nigga, some real shit, big brother shit.
Right.
Right? So a nigga like me, I went upstairs. A nigga like me wrote a verse and shit, right? Like, on some real shit. I was like, yeah. Writing this shit. Yeah, on some real shit, no lie. I came back, spit that shit. shit. Them niggas was like, yup, nigga, I was on the opposite side of that door, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Nice. Real shit.
You remember
man. It? Yeah, I remember
spit
that shit.
Yeah, spit it.
I'm too deep for in too deep. Snatch an MC while he sleep. Hold his neck until he wakes up and stop to breathe. I'm giving your homie 6 weeks. You should have warned him about me, the vicious MC. Now I'm giving you some shit like that. You remember that, JJ? JJ knew me for years.
Okay.
I was like fucking like 7th grade. I would never forget that shit. Like,
you were like, fuck these niggas.
Yeah. You know, I was into that shit. Cannabis and shit. You're on cannabis and ripping
with
niggas
bars,
and shit.
Yeah.
Monster nigga, right?
I love
you went in.
No, no lie though.
No, I believe
that was really
you.
The shit.
No, I believe you.
I remember one time my mom, I remember I wrote this fucking song and I was on the fucking what's this fucking shit called? The fucking fuck the little what's that shit called? Karaoke machines, right? Mm-hmm. And they have the dub tapes, right?
Right.
So then I fucking put the tape in and shit and boom, 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 boom. And there was this girl at school that used to fuck with me. I fucking hated her, right? Boom. So I spit the whole fucking song. Like, bitch, bitch, this, blah, 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 right? Bro, I left the lyrics, the tape, and everything at the house. My mom was like, when I came home, she was like, motherfucker, I didn't know about this, bitch. Did you suck my dick, bitch? And I was like, damn.
Oh, my goodness.
But the shit was hard, though.
Yeah. Did she keep it, or did she throw it away?
Nah, that shit's gone. That shit's long gone.
Not playing that shit.
No, she's not.
No, no, no.
For real.
So what about you? Do you call, can I call you D? Is it just D?
Yeah,
or can
that's
I?
Fine.
Okay.
D, Mikey, whatever.
Mikey.
So I would say now my two favorite artists are Currency and Method Man. But growing up, the first two CDs that I bought was Ludacris Back for the First Time in like 99.
Right.
And Country Grammar, because my mom's from St. Louis. And so
yep.
It's like natural like that. And but there was always music playing, like born in San Diego and like kicked in LA for a little bit when my mom was married. And so there was always music there, whether it was like Tupac and or fucking the Isley Brothers and stuff like that. And so just always had music playing. And then I think the other question is who like got you into it.
Right.
When I was younger, there was like always older people like freestyling and like rapping and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like especially like at lunch, like Freestyle Fridays. Remember that shit though?
Uh-huh.
And so it was just like, damn, like I want to do that. Cause it was like all like when I became a freshman in high school, it was like the seniors who was doing it.
Right.
And so I'm trying to get in this shit. Like what the fuck? And back then I would rap hella quiet. And so people would be like, what are you saying? Like, speak up. So I'm like, you know, I'm about to give it to you. Like mad nervous, but just trying to hop in. Shout out to my man's Aaron Chris, because that was the man who like really put me on. His brother Moses leading and all of them. And so it was just, it's dope. It's dope. Rapping with a bunch of Filipinos.
That's funny.
They're so filthy, though.
So what's coming up next for you guys? You guys got album release.
Mm-hmm.
We're hosting.
Yeah. June 8th. June 4th. Album drops
June
4th. June 4th. Get it.
Where will it be available at?
Everywhere.
Okay.
Let's get it.
Let's fucking go. Cookie jar.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Cookie jar.
Fucking cookie jar.
Performances.
Everything you're going to get in there is sweet.
We got some great performances before us as well.
Yeah, we do.
To keep it going with Dave Bird.
Nice.
Webb Wavy.
We got Webb.
Okay.
And Yo Highness.
We got Yo Highness too.
And I'll be there, so.
And y'all, yeah.
So, McAnally.
McAnally's in that
bitch. Oh, yes.
What more could you want?
Exactly.
We got Carlos. We got Carlos on the sax with the Overall Express. We'll have their last band.
Is there gonna be food?
We got some fun. Yeah, there's food there.
All right, cool.
You need some food?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they have food.
You know me.
Shout out to Eden.
Seattle.
So we're going to play some games.
100.
Anything else you guys want to talk about? No?
Shout out to Ed.
Shout out to Eden.
Shout out to
Eden.
At the
Eden. Shout out to them shirts. Can I get one of them 3X? One of them shirts?
What shirt?
Oh.
Oh, the mic showed me.
Oh, yeah, easy. I was supposed to bring
a shirt for you. I got a 2X.
When we start doing visuals,
it'll be good to have them just be, when all we start right, recording, sure. you know, because then we can wear them.
Let's do it.
Okay, so one gotta go.
What?
One gotta go is the game, okay? I'm going to say two things. One has to go, okay? Powerade or Gatorade?
Powerade.
Okay. Ability to read or ability to write?
To read.
Shit.
I gotta go.
That's fucked up.
I'm gonna write.
Well,
yeah. You gotta pick
how create how my you, own shit. Yeah. Fuck that.
R. Kelly couldn't read.
I would say the ability to write.
But if you can't read, how do you read what you write?
I was about to say the ability to write.
Somewhere.
The ability to write, because then you don't have to write it down necessarily.
What if I could create something?
Basically, you spell it how you think it sounds.
You telling me a triangle mean is, nigga? Somebody started somewhere with that.
I'm reading.
Yeah, you have to be able to write.
Because what you going to write about if you can't, if you don't know shit?
Right. But
I don't
shit.
Know. Y'all thinking too much about it.
You can't even read what you
write. Kobe or Shaq?
There's people that shut themselves.
Oh, whoa, Shaq.
Shaq gotta go.
Talking about.
Oh, my God. I hate
Sorry, Shaq.
Instagram or Snapchat? One gotta go.
Snapchat can go.
Why?
Prince or Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson can go.
Prince gotta go. For me.
Wow.
Favorite place to eat.
What the fuck? You
see this? It's not my fault. Nothing. Not my fault. I didn't write this. Cinnamon Toast Crunch or Captain Crunch?
Captain Crunch.
Cinnamon.
One gotta go. Ooh.
Captain Crunch gotta go.
Okay.
You get injuries.
Ooh. Drew Hill or Jodeci?
Drew Hill can go.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, fuck Cisco.
Drew Hill.
You said fuck Cisco.
Yeah.
Drew
Hill.
90s R&B or 80s rap? One gotta go.
80s rap.
Damn.
90s R&B gotta go. 80s rap started the shit. Let's get it. 80s
rap.
Let's get
it. 26.
80s rap started the shit.
So 90s rap, no 80s, R&B,
no
gotta
90s.
Go.
Huh?
You said 90s R&B gotta go.
Yeah.
What about you?
Sorry, 80s rap gotta go.
Okay. Pizza Hut or Domino's?
Domino's.
Can I say 90s?
They got the five for what?
Domino's?
Domino's got the, you can go in.
Whoever got better breadsticks.
Yeah, Domino's is stepped it up.
I don't know.
Whoever got better breadsticks.
So you say Domino's gotta go?
Whoever got better breadsticks.
Shout out to Domino's.
Hey.
We need it.
Air Force Ones or Shell Toes? One gotta go.
Shell Toes gotta go. Air Force Ones is the era. Shell
Toes gotta go.
My era.
The show. I had a pair.
Back shots or missionary? One gotta go. Back shots or missionary? One gotta go.
Missionary can go.
Yeah, missionary can go.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Ready?
All right.
These are the women. The women from TV.
Which is two of us, right?
Yeah, you guys. Okay, yeah.
Somebody gotta go first.
Is it different for both of us?
No, you can both answer. D, go. D, Tasha, Angela, or Lala? Women from Lala's not the real name, but everyone else has their face.
You talking about from Power?
Yeah.
Keisha.
Thank you.
I don't even watch Power.
Okay. So Lala, that Mexican bitch, or
I thought y'all was talking about like Lala.
The Tory.
Like real Lala.
I don't really.
You say what?
You don't watch it.
Can somebody pull up the faces for me or something?
You don't.
I
need some candy from the mini machine.
What's it on?
What is it on?
Stars?
And
it on stars.
So fuck, Mary.
I got HBO Go. Right.
Fuck Tasha. I mean, yeah. Tasha, Angela, or Lala?
Fuck Angela.
You want to answer for me?
You kill Keisha. Yeah, you marry Ghost's wife. Easy.
Tasha.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's the best answer.
That would be the one.
For real?
Yeah, that's the best answer.
What are we looking at?
Easy. You're not even what you're looking at. It's looking at loyalty, nigga. And then who you can fuck
but
with.
But I guess, if, are we basing
like,
it on?
You know what I'm saying?
Do I have an apple?
Brian with 46 in the wind.
So are they like hot,
Brian with 46
but unloyal?
Yeah.
And then like ugly, but loyal as fuck?
I don't know.
I was waiting to talk about
it. If you gotta watch it.
If you watched it, if you probably seen pictures, you probably take it for a minute. If you watched it, you'd be like, all right. Yeah, because it's kind of
what the question. Fuck?
All right, so
now look. What you doing?
And so.
Cardi B.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Nicki Minaj.
Is you D?
Or Generico.
May I would
fuck Mary Kill.
I would kill Nicki Minaj, fuck Cardi B, marry Jenny and Michael.
I would kill Cardi, but whatever. I wouldn't do anything.
But that's him, though.
I don't want Nicki Minaj.
Saying,
cause D, you know.
Yeah, that's true. You want to fuck Cardi? Like,
at least she knows what she's doing, I guess.
I guess.
She sounds like she's about that life. I don't believe Nicki.
Oh, I feel you. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Respucia, Miss Trenchbull,
or Precious.
Precious.
Damn. Miss Trenchbull.
Fuck, Mary, kill.
From Matilda.
Oh,
from Matilda.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes, Miss Trenchbull, sir.
Respucia. Miss Trenchbull.
Don't eat the fucking sticker.
Who was the last one?
I won't.
Precious.
Precious.
Respucia dies.
That's
it.
That's it.
I think that's
yeah,
it.
I don't know about everything else, but that's what dies.
Respucia dies. Though, out of the fucking thing. Am I lying?
Yeah, that's lying? That's bam. And her and HIV. Her brother.
She like the ass piece of chicken.
Precious had HIV.
Wow.
Damn.
Wow.
That
was that the uncut version?
Really, nigga?
The version.
It's the version.
Was it?
Yeah. The bitch has HIV. That's how the shit ends.
Yeah, that is true.
You'd be like, so the bitch dies? Like, I hated that ending. Like, what happens to her?
Nah, she Magic Johnson.
She just has her, like, oops, baby. And
Mag asked that question. We was about to, like, ruin everything.
Can't, all of them gotta go.
Mac. Hey, Mac.
No, you guys gotta choose. Damn
all
it.
All of them gotta go.
All right, fine. That was a hard one. You're right.
All
okay.
Got, that was
all right, your favorite. What's your favorite? What's your favorite clothing line?
Kirkland white tees.
For real? I don't know.
Ever?
Levi? Yeah,
you don't have to have one.
No, I don't.
This is a question.
Kirkland white tee.
Your favorite barbershop and barber.
I cut my own hair.
Shout out to Toby. Shout out to Toby, T. Cutter. Shout out to Toby.
Toby's shout Filipino,
out.
Right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out
hell
to also.
Filipino.
Also, shout out my guy, JB, too. You know what I'm saying? That most out. Shout out JB, too.
You cheat.
My guy.
So you cheated.
Both of them guys keep me. Oh, yeah.
You
cheated. Yeah, man. Come on, man.
You know I got like three.
You got cheating on
no, just two.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Schedules.
I got two barbers.
You gotta have one on standby. But does that mean you fuck with one more than the other?
They not on stand. You know.
Or is this whoever you call first? That was good one.
That's whoever got that opening on that day.
Right.
You know what you gotta call somebody first, though. Figure
I'm
that
saying,
out.
So whoever call first.
You gonna call first?
How
you gonna
figure out? You gotta choose.
You gotta calendar online.
We'll be back.
We'll be back after these messages.
Which one of you niggas got time? That's funny.
This guy. What's your favorite pickup line?
Shit.
On POF. Just play it. But serious.
I don't really have any go-to pickup line.
Damn.
Is it a gif?
This is like Wendy Williams, dog.
I just...
Look at...
I don't know. It depends what's going on. I ain't got no what's happening, right. Small.
What's your favorite thing to sneak into the movies?
Oh, my money. You get that motherfucker. Myself up in that motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't getting it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I wish. For real.
That's sticky money fast, nigga.
For real.
For a small popcorn. Mm-hmm.
And then upgrade you to large and you don't even know.
What's your favorite thing to sneak in?
Yeah, for real.
Shit, if I could. Shit, nothing really.
What's your favorite movie? He's just such hard
I don't know what's my favorite movie. The movie that I could watch, like, if it came on like TNT and I can go through the commercials and still watch this shit.
Right.
Enemy of the State.
Like Enemy of the State.
I love that fucking movie. Yeah.
I don't know that movie.
The Will Smith. He's on the road.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
CIA.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
Good movie.
I can watch that shit because I can watch some old school movies like that and shit.
That's your favorite movie?
I didn't say my favorite. I said if I could watch a movie through the fucking commercials, right?
The question.
Still keep it on that channel.
I was
gonna be Enemy of the State because I'm still like, damn, the nigga gonna get away. And I know though.
Yo, it's don't so you hate when you be expecting a different outcome? I ain't watching movies like, dog, I'm gonna
fuck you up
this
with that.
Is good.
A lot of people don't know this about me. I'm a movie guy. I watch movies like all the time.
You don't.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I swear I do. I watch movies all the time, dog. Like, no lie, dog. Like, real shit.
What's your favorite movie?
And let me get some cookies,
Mikey.
Man.
Please. I'm so indecisive.
Oh, please.
But. I would say Fight Club.
Cookie jar. You
said what?
Fight Club.
Never seen it.
Fight Club.
I've never seen any of you guys' favorite movies.
Yo, you would fuck with Fight Club.
Yo, Fight Club is the weirdest shit at the end, though.
Yo, it's the best.
I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's a
Fight
great
Club,
fucking movie.
How High is also a staple of mine.
Favorite album. It's a hard one. I have like three.
I have a couple.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Don K. Fuck, nah.
Look, you don't pick a girl.
I don't mind.
You know, I would say one of my many favorite albums is probably Control System by Absol.
Nice.
I think that was a
my man. Great fucking album.
I think it
What'd
didn't
you say
it
yours
win
was?
Independent album.
My favorite
year
album of all time was
that year
is Reflection Eternal by Talib. Probably that was probably like one of the dopest albums.
Never heard
it. Yeah. If nobody's ever heard that, I recommend hear that.
How'd you get
it? Old school. It's a long, long time ago.
How'd you get it?
How'd I hear it? Oh, man, I used to listen to him. That shit was hard. It was produced by DJ High Tech.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? It's back in the day. I don't know exactly which year, but I'm telling you that.
Giving You the Best That I Got by Anita Baker.
I'm not even going to lie.
Came out like 83 or something like that. That was the best album ever. Anyways, listen to it. Look at me. I don't eat this shit because I don't know what the fuck it is. It's straight shit,
you know,
right?
When I say my favorite album, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's how I was feeling back when I was there and that shit. You know, that's why.
Get Rich or Die Trying.
Yeah, that shit was
Miss Education and Lauryn Hill.
Yeah. Marshall Mathers LP was dope too.
Southern Cadillac Player Featureless, whatever the fuck that title is. That's one of my favorite albums too. Could ever remember.
Who was that?
Outkast.
Outkast.
In the Dungeon Family and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Organized Noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's your favorite thing to cook for your lady. Damn.
And they're gonna look at me like,
God,
like, nah,
fuck that bitch.
Let her starve.
Nah, fucking.
Let that
bitch starve. Fuck her
feet or fish. She dies.
Tacos or tostadas?
Tacos or tostadas?
Tostadas.
What did you ask her?
Tacos or tostadas?
I don't know.
Tostadas.
Look at hell of shit. We do though, for real. No lie.
Yeah, that's
your favorite.
My favorite.
So cook for your lady.
Gotta be like the steak, the pork steak. You know what I'm saying? Teriyaki pork steak with the mashed potatoes and shit.
Nice.
For real, 100.
Kind of, yeah.
That's just beautiful.
What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas.
I
love Christmas. Yeah. Always.
I'm sorry.
I don't know. Shit, New Year's.
I'm
the nigga said he said Easter.
Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
Christmas.
Yeah. Probably New Year's.
I love Christmas music.
You old presents ass nigga.
Nah, nigga.
New Year's is a present.
Christmas is beautiful. Shit. Music is beautiful.
Please.
Niggas
been feel that.
Favorite holiday?
My fucking birthday.
Right. For real, though.
I don't have one.
Hey, holiday.
If I had to pick one, I'd say New Year's.
Favorite artist from Seattle? Not yourself.
Damn, you got me.
That's that Capricorn shit.
Do Nike.
Oh, don't do that, because that was good.
Yeah, you gotta say me, nigga.
I'll say you too.
I think it's a tie between Gab and Fatal. Fatal Luciano. Both of them put on like really good performances. So I'm like, yeah. Nah, ain't he, wasn't he like born in Chicago or something, and then he's like from the CD?
Who?
Fatal.
I don't know.
Next. What's your favorite corner store?
Say whichever
this
one
is more
I'm
of
closest
a Seattle,
to.
Seattle thing, Whidbey Island.
Whichever one I'm closest to.
It used to be Busy Bee. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Yeah, the South End.
I do fuck with the Shell. Over on
Jackson Chicken Store, though.
Nah.
We're on
Jackson
Diddy.
Chicken Store.
Nah. Over in fuck, is that 14th or is that Beacon? With the catfish.
Yep, I know you're talking about.
Yeah.
North Beacon. Beacon Hill?
Yeah,
yep,
because
it's like
I live over on 12th right now.
My Red Apple?
Yeah. Yeah,
yep,
yeah, right before Red Apple, and 76 is right across
the
street.
Yeah. Yeah.
Catfish right
well,
there.
Well, if you're heading south, it's right before.
I was like, nigga, you can get catfish at a fucking gas station? Yeah.
That's a win. Yeah. 20 on 2.
Yeah.
And 3-piece and some hush puppies.
Fucking cross over the bum in the parking lot. Fucking.
I get to change and shit. Come on, man, nigga, I need this.
How old were you when you physically knew you were able to beat up your mother?
Never. Shit.
Never.
What? Still can't beat her up, and I'm bigger than her.
The fuck?
She hit me in the throat. That's her cousin. She hit me.
Is appalled.
Like, what? You call me a dumbass?
Who?
Oh.
What?
These guys. He thought you was gonna slip that in hella fast too.
The fuck?
Sorry.
Absolutely not. I don't know who you've been having.
No. I'm so high, my eyes hurt right now, nigga.
How many artists you asked that question to?
Pretty much all of them.
Some of them niggas said like 12.
No, most of them don't on here. But like I've asked people on like social media the question, and it was like 11.
Damn.
So I was just wondering, most dudes here, they'll be like, I think it's probably because it's recorded. They're like, nah, I'm not saying it.
Yeah,
I haven't asked girls. I've only asked guys.
Why?
Absolutely.
I have 2 sons, so I guess I just always kind of wondering. But my kids don't play. We don't play that shit, my kids.
My mom would body slam me in a heartbeat, and I wouldn't even know she could do it.
Like, nigga, I don't care how big you are, I will crack you inside your head with this chain.
Yep.
Nigga, I will beat your ass. I'll be like, shut up, mom, dang.
Yep.
You're gonna be punking me when I'm 40.
But the thing about it is, I am kind of interested in a real answer when you knew, because you know you can beat up your mom.
Fuck no.
I mean,
you know
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
but
really,
I would never do
like,
it.
Nah, I'm not saying, when'd you beat your mom's ass?
Interview over.
I'm saying, that's why I couldn't beat my mom, because I wouldn't do it, so I would just get my ass beat.
Yeah.
So it is kind of interesting to know, because it's like,
yeah.
As soon as you hit him, you're going to feel hella bad.
My little brother answered it was funny. Well, yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, so
I couldn't
beat
myself to do it. I got very good restraint. I've not socked some niggas. So I could not sock my mom.
Some.
Well,
niggas.
Yes. I'm not saying go out and sock your mom.
Some niggas.
Okay, one more question. Peanut butter and jelly. Fuck. You guys eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peanut butter on both sides.
Okay. So percentage of jelly to jelly to
he's
ratio.
He's clearly 125%. Clearly.
Two sides, peanut butter.
Like, what's the percentage
jelly
to jelly
top.
To the jelly to peanut butter?
2 to 1.
Shit.
percentage? Like
60-40.
2-1 ratio.
60-40?
60 peanut butter.
That's not 40, bad.
40-40 jelly.
That's good. What are you thinking?
About the same, I guess.
60-40? You sound like 80-20.
No, I like 70-30.
You sound like 160.
I say like, yeah. I always say like 65-35.
Jelly ain't doing shit. I'm trying to get...
Do you get jelly on both sides or just jelly on one side?
Jelly on one side.
What?
How do you spread that jelly on the peanut butter?
It's a task, man. It's a commitment. It's crazy. It's a commitment.
You gotta, but you gotta do. You gotta really like stir the jelly in the jar. Yo,
you gotta get
the jelly. That's how I do it.
Like a year ago.
Oh, I'm not doing the mix.
Oh no.
I know how to mix. What is that shit? The goober shit perfectly.
That goober shit.
Nah.
That's exactly what it's called. I think it was. I'm pretty sure it's called the goober mix.
That's the question.
We're about to freestyle. You guys ready to freestyle?
Oh shit!
After all that, you got forgot. You guys got to freestyle, right?
Yeah, like,
no,
shit.
No, I'm just kidding.
Is this acapella?
Okay.
My eyes hurt.
Yeah, you're over here loaded. I'm done with you, bro.
Stro, you should rap that shit that I wrote you.
Oh, that nigga's a fucking lie. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe he came on the first podcast and said that bullshit. This nigga's out of his fucking mind.
He's out of his motherfucking mind.
There he is. He acted his ass, didn't he?
I'll write that.
This is a Macanelli exclusive.
Coming out of cloud from the back. Rolling with a pack of hyenas, it we that BLC heard you dying to meet us. I'm just D Mikey, yeah, hi, I be. I'm the newest one to throw it up and that's hot key. I said I'm down with it, shit go down, don't make a sound with it. Rob another paper, roll the sound in it. Smoke the weed until it's at the round digit. You ain't really about that business, you just spitting wild fiction. Get your lungs out, hit it, then I did it, so she knows she wanna bug out. Hit it, then I dip, so a man don't even bug out. Cause I be doing me whether the sun up or the sun down. And that's a fact. It's a fact and I'm about it. I walk in the room, you can tell that I'm clouded. Cause I'm floating steady, coasting over the bullshit. What you wasting energy on? I'm rolling up something strong and making moves. So who you trying to fool, bitch? I be like, back up, you better move, bitch. Do not blow my high when I'm rolling on my groove shit. I tell her, back up, you better move, bitch. Do not blow my high or you rolling me some new shit.
Look, I'm on the level, I feel no one can ever compete. I reached a peak that was bleak eyes ever seen. Unlike the cage with a rage and at least the beast. I need another leash, this one's tugging me. Ha, all suddenly they in love with me. The verse ain't free, main attacks come luxury. It's mind bottling, puzzling why they all fuck with me. I hopped on stage and this girl tried tonguing me. Hold up, wait up, calm down, bitch, you tripping. Maybe later, I just sign a titty. If you wait with this pin at the end of mission, she fucking listen, I fucking did it. Okay, okay, that's called clowning, bitch, Circus Olay. Back to this rhyming shit, working no play. I do this shit straight for the family, understand me? Cause niggas out here Pete Carroll tripping. Then lynching on second and inches. I smack it out the park, Josh Gibson. And it'll be the same if Satchel's pitching. Listen, I'm in a starship. Solo, huh? Millennium Falcon Starship. Come roll with huh? Got war shit with hard shit. I don't part shit, swing swords with archery. Bow shit. Do not cross this tape that's reading caution. We don't forfeit too neat in this office. BLC winning and your girl lost it. Okay, okay, that's called clowning, bitch, Circus Olay. Back to this rhyming shit, working no play. I do this shit straight for the family. It's BLC like.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Shit.
Are we doing like the same beat?
No, we're gonna get you new one.
Oh shit. I mean shit. This is fun now.
He said that's called
Let's
keep
going. Hey. It's BLC, baby. Hey, look. Macanelli Podcast, D Mikey.
Hell yeah.
Jar.
Hey.
June 4th, June 8th, Eden, Seattle. Be there.
What's on June 4th, though?
June 4th is the album release. You got to get that album on everything. You know what I'm saying? Cookie Jar, we worked too hard on this.
Whoa, whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jesse. Shout out to Seattle.
Hell yeah.
Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the world.
Is this a Quimini? Hey. Hey. Okay. Look.
Look, I be that D-mic, grabbing on the D-mic and styling. Like got that dynamite, hope that vagina tight, I'm wildin'. I'm running with my wolves, don't need the full moon to be howling. We run it wild and she tried to ride me like a stallion, like Buck Wild and shit. Roll miles and splits, go down and lick while I contemplate to hit it. I'm saying I gotta think about it. Too many bitches that want it, I need to shrink about it. Not to go deep about it, let me put my feelings away. I'm just working on my mental, I can fracture my haze. I beat the pace, but it's appreciated. I smoke a blunt to feel alleviated. Run my name and then abbreviate it. Hey, how you come, it's alleviated. Like Advil, take it to the head if you think you mad, real.
Whipping through the hood, known the hood, be the caddy sign. Here come the bitches screaming, they like daddy fine. I took the brim cause I'm in my prime. Tell bitches hop in my caddy, spend some daddy time. They like, yeah, I'm like sack shit, I'm satisfied. They looking like a nigga out of line. Shit, then I steer, and you can see it crystal clear. I ball while these bitches cheer. Look, nigga, it's Stro Mega, it's major, get paper, better hate. Cause I don't step to the next level, I levitate. You good, I'm great, nigga, let me set it straight. We back to back, lacks like every day. With back to back stacks like every day. It's maybe cause we better pay, huh? You fucking with the BOC. If you wanna fuck with Stro, you gotta fuck with D. Cookie jar, nigga.
Hey. Hey, hey.
First
I love you, D.
You stupid for that. Love you too, dog.
I fuck with you. I'm gonna get a dose of this fucking shit before they get a dose of that shit.
This is talking to me. Hip hop is alive, nigga.
We are definitely excited about that. The album release and the show.
It's gonna be crazy.
June 4th.
Max over here.
I'm like, I'm gonna spit it, Sorry.
Yo, I'm excited. I'm also excited for the, you know, the openers and stuff like that, too. You know what I'm saying? Dave, you know what I'm saying? Dave Bird, you know, Webb, you know what I'm saying? Giannis, you know? And you guys doing it, hosting it and shit, keeping that shit live.
It's gonna be hella fun. We're ready.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the Eden in Seattle.
Eden, Seattle.
It's a real nice environment in there.
Yeah.
Like the ambiance.
Thank you guys so much.
Enjoy yourself. Yeah.
We have
Thank
fun.
You guys.
This was fun.
Yeah.
We have the rest of the show. We're going to finish
it. Episode 21.
Episode 21.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys.
Hey, thank you. Cookie jar.
Cookie jar.
Let's go. BLC.
We didn't ask you guys what your favorite track was on the album.
My favorite song
is New Jam.
New Jam?
Yeah. It's my favorite.
Two. What?
My favorite is Like right now.
Like?
Yeah.
Like
New Jam. Then I like these New Jams.
That's right.
Single's fire too though. Steve Poof, Single's fire. We got the video coming out too. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
So, Nelly's pet peeves today. I'm just going to talk about, since it's playoff season. I need for you niggas, when I'm watching the game, to shut the fuck up about niggas' hairlines and nappy hair and shit and all that shit. You guys sound like a bunch of bitches. Watch the game. Shut the fuck up. Say that shit for L.O.B. Shut up, bitches. The game's on. That's my pet peeve.
Ugly nigga. Guidelines.
The bitches that fuck with ugly niggas. If you fuck with an ugly nigga, you can't be... You just... I don't know. If you fucking with an ugly nigga, you can't just be listening to you, to what your people say. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, he's ugly. Why you with that nigga? This is do you. If you like that nigga, he ugly, you fuck with that nigga. Fuck it. A lot of bitches stop fucking with a nigga just because they face don't fuck with.
If you're fucking with ugly nigga, that does not mean he's going to be a good nigga.
Oh, there. It definitely doesn't mean that.
There you go.
I could be a real testament to that. I'm a shitty motherfucker.
So we have local music. Local music. So this is J. King, Say I'm Wrong.
And they spray them like cologne. I didn't wanna do it, but they ain't leave me alone. Ay, now they say I'm wrong, now they say a nigga wrong.
Now they say I'm wrong,
now they say a nigga wrong.
Now they say a nigga wrong.
nigga wrong. Now they say I'm wrong. Now they say a nigga wrong.
Now they say I'm wrong.
Now they say I'm wrong. Now they say a nigga wrong. 50 shots hit his top. No, I didn't wanna do it from the block. Fuck a op, bitch. We going for the truth. See some niggas switching up. I can't rock with how they move. Tell the truth, don't give a fuck. Man, I seen it from the start. Got a bitch from California and she ride me like the Bart. Man, I'm rolling, rolling, rolling like Mario Kart. Smoking on Luigi Pack. You see me shining in the dark. Dream, baby, ENT. Bitch, we grinding round these parts. Screaming out, free the gang, let my niggas out instant. I be smoking dopey, lighting up like an incense. Baby, bust it open, I'ma wrap her up like Christmas. Trapping out my office, let me tell you about my business. Ho, 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 baby, sit up in my lap. All white, everything, Merry Christmas in a trap. Hey, ho, 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 baby, sit up in my lap.
That was J. King, Samra.
My bitch drive a
who you got, Mike?
Man. Couldn't hit it if you niggas had aint. Lanes can't call and you lame.
My motherfucking track. I'm a play. Don't talk to me. For a show 150, don't talk to me. Trey Hood, acquainted. Shout out to the Ace Family Gang. Gang, gang.
Get acquainted. They know you know what I like. You need to get acquainted. Get acquainted.
Alright, yo, what's good, shorty? Baby, pretty lady, I'm trying to holler at you, I ain't seen you lately. You good? Your nigga been acting crazy? You should? Fuck with a real man, cause you a real lady, that's real. I'ma make it feel like you never felt before. I ain't talking sexual, mental, baby, that's intellectual. You a blessing to any man, and I'm here to let you know. I'm the type that never ever let you go. Give me that shot, girl, I'll take you there. We ain't got a rush, girl, I know we both scared. You getting thick now, great dress, gold dress, nice derriere. You be having a nigga feel hella weird, yeah. Barnacles, girl, I'm back at you, checking notification. See your mind never, I want all that information. See you doing medical, and girl, you being patient. We friends now, but I see Mo in the making, we acquainted.
Shady, let her tell her friends after every little thing we do.
Every day we do.
So
I'll
tell her next time, she should tell her friends, come on through. We need to get acquainted.
All right.
That was Trey Hood.
Thanks again for coming on, you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate y'all.
I'm high as fuck.
June 8th. June 4th.
Album drop.
June 8th. Album release. 9 o'clock.
At Eden.
Yeah,
we'll
make sure
there.
You get your tickets now. Make sure you get your tickets.
They're cheaper now. 20 at the door.
How much are they now?
15.
You know what I'm saying?
Brown paper tickets.
Plug right now, if you type in the password cookie, capital letters, and get the tickets for
$10. There you go. Yeah. And where can you get the tickets at?
Brown paper tickets.
Will there
be? And when we look up cookie jar, will we find it if we search cookie jar?
Yes.
There should be.
There will be cookies.
There should be.
Oh, yeah.
Please. I'll bring cookies.
Oh, yeah, cookies.
Cookies. That'll be only appropriate.
Commencing fun. Right. The show's going to be lit. We ready. We worked hard.
Thank you guys for coming on Thought of the Day.
Thought of the Day. Be a good performer if you're going to do music as well. Don't rap over your whole fucking track.
Oh my gosh, show mixes matter.
Show mixes right. matter.
Show
always
mixes
comes
matter.
Up.
Hashtag.
Thank
show
you.
Mixes
hashtag
matter.
Hashtag show mixes matter. Let's bring that back, definitely. So that's our Thought of the Day. No, exactly. That's so disappointing when that happens when I go to a show.
That's what people also, do at home.
No more CD skip. No more Milli Vanilli.
Also, rehearsal. Rehearsal matters. Stop just going to shows. You ain't rehearsed.
Right.
And
know your
practice
words.
Your stage presence and your words.
Know your words.
And your breathing patterns when you're trying to rap at full energies.
Right. Also.
You got to practice.
Also. Get off the stage if you have to.
Yeah, command some attention.
Like, get in the crowd.
Shake your hand.
Sometimes it's necessary.
Don't touch me.
People like,
come
on.
Just kidding.
If they don't come up to the stage, come out to them.
Yeah. Also, Network is a big thing.
That's Mr. Network.
Come out, network.
I'm friendly. I don't like talking to people like that, but that nigga.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? You don't have to talk to people in the network. Just give them something. You know what I'm saying? A card or something. You don't have to talk. You know, make sure you promote them. Keep that out there.
No matter how upset you was,
it's all about that. Still
tag back. Make good music.
Hey, of course. That's what's gonna say.
Thought of the day.
Thoughts.
Rats.
Brainstorm of the day.
Fucking rats. I don't know.
I don't know. No, he said enough.
He said enough.
Brainstorm of the day. Peace, niggas. No, bye, niggas.
Yeah. Bye, niggas.
After you hit that weed, play with me and it's over. Make sure you rush right home after work and I got you. Then we'll be staring at the ceiling.
Thank you for tuning in to Macanelli. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Macanelli, M-A-C-K-A-N-D-N-E-L-L-Y. Yo.